RCR with Paul Brennan.
One of our regular features at RCR through 2023-24 was our legal program, Legal Hub. And a regular contributor to Legal Hub was lawyer Katie Ashby-Coppins. And you loved her. And she's back with us to discuss the petition she's filed in the United States with the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to revoke or suspend the approvals for the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. Hi, Katie. Great to see you in 2025. I hope you're well.
Oh, thank you, Paul, and thank you, listeners. It's so good to be back.
Where to start? Overview of the petition maybe is a good place.
Yeah, well, given the recent change to the administration and some extra work that was conducted over Christmas, we realised that there was the opportunity for civilians or, you know, average Joe to file a petition with the FDA to call on something to happen. And so that's what we did. We called upon the FDA, filed a petition in the United States. The timing could be quite useful if the new incumbent comes in that we're all hoping to come in respect of health. And that's really how it's come to be.
It sounds like it could be a narrow kind of vote for RFK Jr., who you are referring to, right?
Yes, I am referring to RFK. And look, this is a petition. It's been filed on behalf of my clients, Julian Gillespie, Kevin McKernan, Jessica Rose, names that you all very much know. And it's a petition to the FDA to call on them to suspend or investigate the questionable approval process that allowed these products to be granted without going through a requirement, which was an environmental assessment.
Questionable is kind of an understatement to me, I would say.
Absolutely, and that's what we've detailed ad nauseum in this document. It points to all of the provisions which would have allowed for Pfizer and Moderna to have successfully avoided avoided the need to get an environmental assessment. And what we're saying is that the FDA incorrectly granted that exclusion and they didn't have to do an environmental assessment, which we say would have brought up a lot of the issues that we are now seeing play out today with people's health.
What are those key issues then?
Because of the DNA contamination, and this is the excessive levels of DNA contamination that has been discovered in 9 countries around the world in laboratories that have conducted them testing themselves. So, you know, it's as good as, if not better than, a peer review paper, and that we've got independent labs around in different countries conducting this testing and identifying the excessive levels of DNA contamination in the vials. That would have been picked up had an environmental assessment being conducted. It wasn't, and as a consequence, we've got these health issues that are potentially linked to that DNA contamination in the form of turbo cancers and the like. And that's because this DNA contamination is in excessive amounts, and it's also beautifully packaged in the lipid nanoparticles, which are those great little fat cells that assist the products, was supposed to be just the mRNA, to get around people's bodies and then also get inserted into the nucleus of the cell so that it can start creating the spike protein to respond to COVID. We've got this extra DNA contamination in there, which is not supposed to be there. It's being packaged in this little fat bubble, and the fat bubble's unable to distinguish, and our bodies are unable to distinguish between the mRNA or the DNA. And as a consequence, we've got DNA integration happening into the cells, the nucleus cells of people.
That DNA integration, is that connected with the turbo cancers? Can we say that, or can we point to that?
It's looking very strongly to point towards that. Certainly, Kevin McKernan has undertaken a biopsy of a tumour and identified the DNA contamination in that tumour. More work is being done. But again, these are people that are doing this in their own time, under their own bat, to, you know, find out exactly what's going on. And we've got these regulators around the world which are being, you know, ignorant and arrogant towards the situation that is unfolding clearly between in front of them.
Would this surprise you? I was talking to someone the other day who had asked their local doctor, we're talking about a New Zealand town, If they could tell them more, doctor telling the patient more about the spike protein, and the answer from the doctor is, what's the spike protein?
Oh,
Can you believe that?
didn't he see the great little pictures of the COVID cell and the okay.
Who knows? But I mean, I remember that, and I just it's kind of hard to get that out of my head, I got to say.
Well, look, isn't that a sign of where things have got to with modern medicine? You've just got these doctors that are just rolling through, following through on a protocol that's often driven by or prepared by a pharmaceutical company to ensure that their drug is used for a particular condition or issue. There's just no delving further. Maybe there's no time to delve further because the appointments are so short. But, GPs have to be across an awful lot. I would find it pretty incredible, having lived through the last 5 years, that GP wouldn't have known what spike protein was.
Launching an action like this in the United States, what complications, what kind of humps do you have to get over? That's quite a long way away. It's another jurisdiction. How complicated is that?
Look, it's been surprisingly easy. You don't need to be a United States citizen to be able to file this petition or a petition of this type. There's the opportunity for people to jump in and put comment on there now. All they need to do is include or jump onto a registration site with the FDA and insert the petition number and write your own comments about the. Or put supporting comments in relation to the petition. So this whole filing process has been really straightforward. We filed on the 20th of January. It was accepted, I think, on the 27th of January, with the petition number being granted. And they've been quite responsive and straightforward to deal with to date.
What is the process, though? It's a petition. Well, you tell us what happens
Well,
next.
at this point in time, we've got it filed. Comments, the opportunity to give feedback and give comments to the FDA is open. I sent another letter off to the FDA today, ensuring that they'll keep that period for comments open, given the global interest in this and also the wide-ranging issues, and that a lot of regulators around the world are looking at these particular issues. The next step, and what we're hoping, is that it's picked up by the incumbent in respect to the health department, and that will give him comfort in the ability to run with this very clear form, which says due process wasn't followed, the products weren't properly classified by the regulator, and as a consequence, billions of people around the world have received these injections without full informed consent of the consequences to themselves and the environment.
Would you say that if RFK Jr.'s nomination is accepted and he takes up the position of Health and Human Services Secretary, that that's a game changer, an actual game changer?
I believe so. I believe it will be. First of all, it gives them a leg up because it's got all the information there. But what's occurred with the approval process and the emergency use authorization approval process for these products, and then the mass rolling out without any care or consideration for the risks of COVID to people or demographics versus the risks of these unknown brand new class of drugs. This is a pretty incredible slam dunk. It does, however, though, and it will certainly feed into a large public perception that he is an anti-vaxxer and is out to get the pharmaceutical companies. So it will be a balance. That will be, I imagine, things that he is considering. But this really isn't anything to do with vaccines. This is gene therapies, and this is changing people's genetic makeup, not just in themselves, but also in their offspring.
That's another good point because we've talked about this before. People were unaware it was a gene therapy. They thought vaccine, polio, the old traditional thing. And you could argue that that's a form of hoodwinking the public into a treatment or medicine that was falsely promoted.
falsely promoted, but also they intentionally changed the definition of vaccine for this product to fall within the definition.
I haven't asked you this since the start of the year. Fauci's pardon.
I had to laugh yesterday. There was an opinion piece, it might have even been on Sunday, saying the US's loss is Australia's gain, and perhaps we could offer Fauci refugee status to Australia because we could really do with his skills.
It's suspicious, though. It raises eyebrows. It's very
Look,
curious, to say the least.
why do you need a pardon?
Well, I know the answer to that.
That's
All
exactly
right.
what.
All right. Should we get to how comments can be submitted? And do you have that URL for people?
Yes, absolutely. Just bear with me one brief moment. So it's very straightforward for people to make comment on the petition. All you need to do is go to the website www.regulations.gov. That's www.regulations.gov. That will take you to the petition site, and all you need to do is enter the petition number, which is now being given to this FDA-2025-P-0335. That's FDA-2025-P-0335, and that will bring you into the document, into the file. You'll be able to see that there's actually only six comments noted there at the moment, but I think 179 have been provided. I've written to the regulator today to ask why they're not all showing up. And also, a rather curious warning came up suggesting that they are allowing late comments to be filed, and that was posted on the 30th of January. That's interesting because that means it's only been filed for, sorry, the opportunity to give comment was only open for 3 days. But I'm going to put it down to a glitch in the system as opposed to anything else. And I'll be able to probably report back to that should anybody wish to hear more on how we're getting on with this petition.
Maybe we'll have more in a fortnight. That's when we'll talk again next. Katie, great to have you back on Legal Hub on RCR.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be back, and I can't wait for 2025. We're going to make it happen.